Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Harf, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are stoked about last night's Detroit Tiger game. How great was that? Fear Javier, Javi Baez, 2 3-run shots, including the game winner in extra innings. What a moment. And those who were there had to be just electric. A.J. Hinch joined the morning show and just said, look, maybe it's the focus on playing a new position. He's tweaked some things, but we're just going to let him be and let him keep doing what he's doing. Javi Baez has been one of the great stories of the 2025 baseball season. And the Detroit Tigers listed as the number one surprise by Jim Bowden, national writer who covers the MLB for The Athletic, former GM. And, you know, it's good to hear that from an outside source. And as he concluded, without a doubt, the Tigers are for real. Without a doubt, he wrote. So that's good news. In the meantime, Baez, what a luxury, playing multiple positions, all important, all necessary, and he's hitting the baseball. He would be good if he was having an average year at the plate. He'd be helpful.
Yes.
But he's well above average right now. He's going to settle in something less than this. That's fine.
Yeah, but the defense that he's providing for this team, the instincts on the base paths, all the other stuff is such a plus right now that I'm not mitigating how important it is for him to hit, but I love the other stuff too. The fact that he's hitting .319 mm-hmm. with an OPS of like .850, that's amazing. Did not expect that. And, you know, despite hitting as poorly as he did last year, the one thing he did was he would hit in the clutch. He drove in runs and he hit with a good average with runners in scoring position. Those opportunities didn't come around a ton, but when they did, he was there for it with an OPS near 900. And nothing's changed this year. He's doing the same thing, although now his average in other situations is high as well. So it's great to see.
All right. Also yesterday, some Lions coaches met with the media. We try and pull the most interesting stuff that was said. You heard last hour about them bringing in Kyle Allen as a backup quarterback and what Hendon Hooker needed to do and how that race is going to play itself out for the number two behind Jared Goff. In the meantime, the new OC is John Morton. What are you going to change about this offense that he is taking over that was so successful under Ben Johnson? Here's what the new talked about. Explaining stuff to the players. That was one thing that Jared Goff loved about Ben Johnson. He talked a lot about his input on the offense. It sounded like Goff had a lot of positive input on the offense, and that Ben Johnson was very accepting of taking his ideas and putting them into play. So, I mean, he said all the right things. Well, why am I going to change much?
Yeah, I mean, in the previous talking about the quarterbacks, and you know, they're going to do some different plays, but there's no need to change what works. Nope. I mean, you're always going to tweak things. I mean, every year you're going to add more to the playbook or take away something from the playbook, but when you've got a great offense, there's no need to reinvent the wheel here. It works.
All right, more from John Morton. This is interesting because I know some people are uncomfortable with the player. Some people don't think the players should be re-signed. But here is what the new offensive coordinator said about Jameson Williams and his first impressions.
Got a year for a receiver at 1,000 yards.
Exactly. Left. He thinks he's going to be even better. He's 24 now. Okay. Jameson Williams. That description that he just gave, attention to detail, the way he is in meetings, I told him what he needed to do. Clearly, J-Mo was receptive to it because he's getting praised here publicly, which I don't think he fakes. If that's not the case, he probably gives some bland cliches. Mm-hmm. Or he calls them out. I mean, guys get called out in the media too. He did none of that. He sounds like he is all on board and J-Mo's all on board. I think that is an interesting quote for a player that some fans are uncomfortable with. Not the physical skills, but they worry about some of the stuff that's gotten in the way early in his career. And like I've said all along, I think about my kids. I think about who I was in my 19, 20, 21, who I was turning into at 22, 23, 24. But I don't think I was really done with knucklehead days till my late 20s.
Oh. Well, what I love about J-Mo is, as a player, you can see that he takes things seriously when he's on the field. Blocking is number one. Downfield blocking, you got somebody who's willing to do it, that's going to win a ton of people over and clearly is won over the coaching staff. When you're willing to do those things, lead the way, just kind of crank on down the field well ahead of the other players, the player that's got the ball so that you can lead block is awesome. And a willingness to do that, a willingness to go across the middle, doing all these things. He wants to do whatever it takes to make this team better. I don't think it's an ego thing. To the point where, unfortunately, in the playoff game where they gave him the ball and he was hell-bent on making that play work, and unfortunately he threw it, and right. He shouldn't have thrown it, and it was a horrific decision. He'll learn from that. He'll get better from that. And, this is going to be another season where he gets to start the season. Is this the first time he gets to start the season, actually, with his team, be the guy? I'm excited to see how much more he's got in the tank, because I think there's a ton left in the tank. The guy has that kind of speed. You're just looking for more and more ways to utilize it and refine his route running. All that's going to make him a better player and the more experience he gets in the league. And I'm excited for it.
He did get to start the season last year.
Yeah.
Yep. So year three, first two, no. But weird, interesting description, breakout player. How much more do you expect from this guy? When the play caller says that, tip of the hand there a little bit. We're going to get J-Mo the football, which probably isn't a huge secret, I guess, in the first place. All right. Gator, have you wondered the following? What does the data say about alcohol sales at college games? Have you wondered that?
Not really, no.
Well, have you wondered what is the highest selling product at Michigan State, Western, Central, et cetera, et cetera? Like what alcohol sells the most? Because at each school, well, they are different.
Okay.
We will get to some of the data, the arrest numbers, the total revenue. Now that we've done this for a year, selling alcohol at college games, we got them all the way down to Ferris State University. We will get to that coming up today at 1:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Wednesdays are looking different at Twin Peaks as they're going out with bourbons and brews and bringing in tequilas and cervezas. A sexy twist on the hottest night of the week as the girls are swapping out their black lingerie for red and serving up the best tequila cocktails around. Hump Day just hits harder at Twin Peaks, especially with all the basketball and hockey playoff action and Detroit baseball in an epic series with Boston. Pair all that up with the best restaurant food around. It is very good. You can't categorize their menu as bar food because their scratch kitchen can compete with just about anybody. Hand-cut New York strips, house-smoked brisket and ribs, hand-smashed burgers, biggest wings in town, and their extensive bar features high-end tequilas, bourbons, and craft cocktails. It's the coldest draft beer in the country, poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees into ice-cold mugs that have been freezing for 6 hours. A little subtlety there. So good. The beautiful and hospitable Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. just doesn't get much better. Don't miss a game. If you can't be there, go to Twin Peaks. Find a location nearest you. Go to TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Just a thought here. Is it possible that J.B. Bickerstaff wasn't the problem in Cleveland? Dare we say the coach that got fired because they couldn't win in the playoffs, who's here in Detroit and also didn't win in the playoffs. But that's not the point. He didn't have a team that was probably quite ready to win that series in the playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers, dunzo, out, finished.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little surprising, but they weren't the healthiest. And of course, none of the teams typically are, but this what Cleveland had in the playoffs was not what Cleveland was in the regular season with the health. They could look at that if they want to make an excuse. But I mean, they're planning their golf trips now,
mm-hmm.
planning vacations.
Yep.
You might just want to give Indiana credit, though.
I don't want to. Here's why. I don't like them.
Mm-hmm. Understand. Mm-hmm. I don't like them either, but they're really good. They're really good. They're motivated.
But I don't like them.
No, there's great reason not to like them. And I do think
Halliburton, Mr. Halliburton.
I think over the next 5 years, the best rivalry in the East is going to be Detroit and Indiana.
Could be. In the meantime, tonight, the Knicks in Boston trying to finish off the Tatumless Celtics. Yes, confirmed ruptured Achilles. Jason Tatum's going to be out into next year.
You have no Tatum.
No.
Tatumless.
Totally Tatumless. So I'm not sure how we're going to get this done tonight. I say in jest. I hate the other three teams in the East. I can't. I like Boston.
Why?
I mean, go West.
Yes.
That's my conclusion. After everything that's happened in the Eastern Conference, I'm in a go West kind of place.
Oklahoma City. That's my team.
Is it?
I don't know. It's a Western team.
Kang, who should we be rooting for out of the West?
OKC's a young team. You know, they're harmless to the Detroit fan base, right? Except they wear their shirts, though, unlike us. They did it again last night. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was a different shirt.
Yeah. Oh, different shirts.
Different
plural.
Shirts. Sorry.
It was white and blue.
Yep.
And
it looked good.
Yeah, Doug, you like that, huh?
These people are unbelievable. In Oklahoma City, there is a dedication to wearing the shirt that I've never seen anywhere else. Like, I don't know what it is about the makeup of the people at OKC. They're just like, comply, 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 and they all do it, and it's amazing.
Yeah, they comply, man.
They are compliers.
Unison.
There's something in the water out there.
Well, let me...
what it is? It's strong messaging. There's strong messaging about the shirts.
You brought up Jason Tatum, Achilles confirmation.
Yep.
I don't know if this is happening more. We're just feeling like it's happening more with athletes now. Like, obviously that's I've told you, it's one of my fears. Like, I don't really play a lot of rec sports anymore, but that's a fear, right? Like where you just,
Achilles?
Yeah. But is it more of a fear for like, the high-end athlete, I feel like it's happening to them more, and they're in great shape. And then I don't think, does this happen as often to the everyman, like in beer leagues and things like that?
That's an interesting question. Because, I don't remember the Achilles being this horrible injury. I don't remember hearing about it much at all prior to like 10 years ago.
That's interesting. I wonder if somebody in the medical profession could tell us, are you seeing more Achilles ruptures than ever before?
Yes.
Or are we just becoming aware of them? Because, like, I'll give you an example. There was some data out about massive amounts of Tommy John surgeries being done now and how the numbers on that have gone way up. What about ruptured Achilles? If you're a physician, a surgeon, rehab, has the torn Achilles become a thing?
Feels like it. Sounds like it.
Yeah, we have no data to support this, but I agree with you.
Like, the first time I can remember hearing about an Achilles, did Dan Marino suffer an Achilles injury back in the day? Vladimir Konstantinov hurt his Achilles in the offseason for the Red Wings, and he was like playing tennis or something like that. And then he didn't miss much time, came back and played with the Red Wings, And it's different for each sport. You know, in hockey, I mean, your foot is isolated in a boot. Mm-hmm. It's totally different than, you know, what you're doing as a basketball player or as a football player. But there was something online today on Twitter. There was a lot of debate about the Achilles, saying how recovery from Achilles for a basketball player, I think they said it's a faster recovery time than it is for a football player. I thought that's what I read.
All right. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jerome and Warren. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, guys. I was going to say that if you notice, a lot of the players, starting with Kobe, started going to the low-top gym shoes instead of the high-tops. And I think that's what part of the change in Achilles tearing.
Interesting.
But I hoop in high-tops, not low-tops.
Yeah, there is a lot more of that. My kids, both my boys, played high school basketball, and they wore low tops. And I was like, what? And I looked at their team, and they all, like, almost all of them wear low tops. And I'm like, what happened to the high top shoe?
It's not fashionable.
Better support, high top.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, that used to be the thought, Doug, and people went away from it because it just doesn't look as good. The low tops look better now. You would think, though, the NBA, we're not talking like rec league, look better for your high school team, all that stuff. The NBA, they have billions of dollars on the court. Don't you think the trainers would actually say, listen, Jason Tatum, you should wear a high top if it really affected it?
One would think if it really did.
That's why I kind of don't think it does, right? Well, they tape up their ankles and stuff, too.
Free Press came out with some data regarding the first year of alcohol sales. Back in July of 2023, it was approved by the governor that you could making it legal for people to indulge at college games. 2024, the season was the first full year of alcohol sales for schools. The University of Michigan netted $5 million from alcohol sales. Michigan State, $1.8 million from alcohol sales. Which begs the question, is Michigan State losing its footing as the party school? No, there's probably not as many people at the games. That's why the difference.
Well, there's a big difference from that. Yeah, you know, a capacity difference, yeah.
So the top-selling drink at Michigan and Michigan State games was the same. Care to venture a guess as to what it was? What did you see in people's hands more than any else?
Seltzer.
It's not seltzer. It's a specific brand, but yeah.
All right, so beer. I don't know what they're selling at the stadium, so I'll go with a light beer of some kind, Bud Light.
It is Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Michigan and Michigan State, the biggest seller at games, Coors Light. After Michigan and Michigan State, this MAC school ranked third in total sales.
Central?
It was Western Michigan University. Top Central by a wide margin.
I was going to, if I thought about that for a second, I would have said yes, because Western's, I think they get more attendance.
Western Michigan football netted $273,082 from alcohol sales. And the top seller at Western Michigan was Miller Lite.
All right.
Yep. Actually beating Central Michigan was Northern Michigan University.
Oh boy.
147,824. They did not have the data available what their best seller was.
Boone's Farm.
Central Michigan netted $103,637 in alcohol sales. Guess what their top seller was? Not mentioned yet.
Mad Dog.
No. Another guess?
Is it beer?
Yep.
We've got Coors Light, Miller Light, we'll say Bud Light.
It is Michelob Ultra was the top seller. I'm intrigued by that. I feel like Michelob Ultra has a demographic and it's not male.
I think you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Grand Valley State University netted $97,916. Their top seller, Gator?
Bud Light.
Coors Light. Lake Superior State University netted $50,678 from alcohol sales. Their top seller, one of our all-time favorites going way back.
Stroh's?
No, Busch Light.
Oh.
Yep. Michigan Tech netted $836.
Really not a lot.
No, it's not. Their top seller, Gator?
Bud Light.
That is correct.
Finally.
And Ferris State took in a whopping $7,841 from beer sales. Their top seller, also
Bud Light.
Yep. So there you go. What's interesting is I remember seeing arrest data.
Mm-hmm.
We will get to that today at 1:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. A lot of feedback coming in on the Achilles thing. We'll get to that in a minute. Also, we have, we're going to do sports juxtaposition, Scott Anderson. Okay. Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah. And relive a great moment from this baseball season. I remember when I got word that they were going to approve alcohol sales at sporting events here locally, college sporting events. I got a hold of people I knew at the University of Michigan and said, okay, how are we feeling about this? And they said, well, it's weird. The data at the places that have done this have shown that arrests did not go up. And the story in the Free Press that came out this week said that the University of North Carolina, professor of sports management down there that runs the school's Center for Research in Intercollegiate Athletics, they worked on a published study in 2020 that reported that the 12 schools, the before and after, before selling alcohol and after selling alcohol, did not see an increase in incidents and arrests. The Michigan Department of Police, Melissa Overton, spokesperson said, the deputy chief of police, rather, Melissa Overton said, we did not see an increase in arrests or alcohol-related situations last season. At Michigan State, a spokeswoman, Amber McCann, said, we have not experienced a significant increase in police calls for service at Spartan Stadium since alcohol sales began. What, can we suddenly handle our alcohol here? Good for us.
Well, the other thing is,
we're very responsible. Yeah,
that's it. I've always maintained that if you take yourself back to when you were a student, what you were drinking, the beer that we drank in college was the cheapest beer you could find. We're drinking Milwaukee's Best. We're drinking Busch Light in a can. The other stuff was
Mickey's
more expensive.
Malt liquor.
Yeah, you're drinking whatever you can on the cheap. You go to a game, you know, I'm not able to get the Beast Light, you know, at a game. But I can get a can of whatever. It's 16-ounce can. It's going to cost me $10 for, you know, a Coors Light or whatever. So it becomes expensive. And I think that that plays a role in it. Yeah, people are drinking in the stands. If it's legal to do it, go ahead and do it. But they're also saying, you know what? If I spend $20 on alcohol at a football game, imagine how much further that $20 goes if I don't spend it at the football game.
So students are being frugal about how to get drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or they just continue to do what they do, which is drink before the game. Excuse me.
They load up.
Yeah, and then you go into the game.
Load up, stumble in, spend the whole second quarter peeing.
Maybe have one, yeah.
All right, Mike in Waterford says, regarding the Achilles injury has been around since Achilles. You're welcome.
And the Trojan War called. They said, hey, remember this?
A named texter writes in, my uncle is a knee doctor. He says ACLs are being torn more and more nowadays. Jason in Oak Park. It happened on February 25th. 49-year-old man playing beer league volleyball jumped up for a spike and pop, down I go. I'm an athletic trainer. It's not happening more. We are just more aware of it. It's been happening my whole life. So there you go. Unnamed texter. I was in a flag football league last fall. A guy on the opposing team popped his Achilles on the last play of the game right in front of me. It was shockingly loud. I do remember a broken leg situation when we were playing tackle football in like seventh grade. And I'll never forget the sound. At first I thought his shoes had smacked together or that the guy tackling him, his shoe, like it sounded like two shoes. But I know it was poor guy and his leg snapping. God, it was awful. Creel Park. I played in a rec basketball league for the last 10 years, and I have seen or heard at least 5 Achilles tears.
Yikes.
Yep. So that's what we've gotten back. The only one person, though, from the medical profession saying they've always been around. We're just hearing them more, hearing about them more.
Well, we hear about everything more now because of social media.
Isn't it awesome?
But I do feel like it's happening at a much higher rate than it used to be.
Apparently not. I'm going on one text.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. Go back in your mind and think. You know, when a player gets hurt, you know what you do? You find out about it, regardless of Twitter or pre-Twitter days, right? You heard about the injuries and guys were out for the an Achilles, you're out for the year. You'd hear about that, but there weren't. I mean, didn't hear that a ton. Now it happens much more often. I think it's real news. I don't think that's fake news.
This is based upon what you think, not what the texter who works in the business thinks.
I'm going with Gator MD. I am.
Thank you.
I'm with you, Gator. I feel like it's happening more now than it was in the early 2000s, late 90s, mid 90s. I just feel like the Achilles tear and the ACL is much more rampant nowadays than it was.
I'm going to go with the guy I don't know, never heard of, and have no idea if he's for real or not that just sent us a text. I don't see the problem.
Oh, sounds like a battle here. A little rival.
Well, you two can be Surgeon General. All right. Let's get to last night. The Detroit Tigers. Dan Dickerson on the call on the unbelievable end of the game. Javi Baez at the plate has one three-run homer. Tigers are down 9-7. I'm sure it crossed some people's minds. Could it happen again? Here's Dan Dickerson's call. That is not Dan Dickerson's call. We'll try again. Dan Dickerson's call.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dan Dickerson on the Tiger Radio Network. You gotta be kidding me, he said.
I don't think that's what he wanted to say.
This is from the Red Sox Network, their call of Javi Baez's three-run homer. Competing, you got to be kidding me. Dan Dickerson's, you got to be kidding me. And the Red Sox Radio Network, you got to be kidding me.
Got to be kidding me.
One seems to be way happier about that.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. What a great moment that was. Just the disgust. Everybody, the Red Sox, if you haven't seen it, we tweeted out the catcher for the Red Sox. Well, you could see Javi Baez, too, with an epic celebration. Two hands thrown in the air. A little bit of a pose at home plate. And Carlos Narvaez, the catcher for the Red Sox, his absolute disgust. Like, he turned and walked off. He walked off. It was like he couldn't watch. The ball gets hit. The mask comes off. And he's straight to the dugout.
He was not happy with the location of that pitch. It's funny to watch. It's a great celebration by Javi at the plate. He stands there, flips the bat gently, but it's with purpose, and it's right in front of the plate, and he's still just standing there watching it, and then the hands go up in the air, like Gibby when they won the World Series,
yeah.
And then he starts to run. And I don't think that the catcher was like staring him down like, I can't believe you're Cadillac in this one. I think the catch was legitimately pissed at the outcome that they just served up a meatball to lose it in the bottom of the 11th inning.
I got to tell you, because of this, I'm kind of a Carlos Narvaez fan. Like, his look of that hurt him, man. That hurt him a lot.
Like, they kind of want to hear that there was some sort of scuffle in the locker room afterwards.
With him and the pitcher?
Yeah, like they had to be separated.
No,
like,
I don't want to hear that.
Better than that.
Check it out, @DougAndGator971. It's pretty funny. 2 minutes left to vote. Which Detroit team is most set up to win a title? Lions, Pistons, or Tigers? Also on our Twitter page, go check it out, @DougAndGator971. Feedback coming in on that. First of all, on the home run, Gonzo Natural says, pump it up. Diane, pump it up, yo. Diane Wagner says, It was incredible. Bill says, I've never seen a player more disgusted with the play of a teammate ever. The look on his face says it all. Con Stahl said, chills. Mark says, this new Javi Baez dude is going to be great. Tris says, priceless. David says, awesome reaction on both sides. Does Javi get plunked tonight? I don't think so.
I don't think he gets plunked.
Yep.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
You know, it feels like there's more tolerance for this.
Depends on the flow of the game.
More tolerance for this. Which Detroit team's most poised to win a title? JT says, I'll say Pistons because they have the youngest core. Arrow is only pointing up, and they have cap flexibility to add meaningful pieces. Lions windows now, but closing after the next year or two. Tigers have uncertainty with Scoobal's contract situation. From Eagle, the Lions, they have the core that showed they could make an NFC championship game. The Pistons are still a Robin away. The Tigers are capped by the Dodgers being a juggernaut team. Dale writes in, the Lions, they have more guys with a bit longer track record of success. Rob says, try enjoying the games instead. Look, our jobs include talking about what's going to happen next. Sorry, man. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. So, the leaks so far today, and the good news is probably every game will leak out before tonight's schedule reveal. I am wondering if the Tennessee Titans are going to have the awesome schedule reveal video, if they're going to do another one as good as the one they had a few years ago where they just showed logos to fans and they had to guess the team name. So when the Chargers, the best one of all was when the Chargers logos came up and a woman looked at it and said, Lightning McQueen. And then the Chargers or the Titans said, yes, we're playing Lightning McQueen on November 7th. Anyway, here's what's been leaked so far. Lions open the season at the Packers on Sunday, 4 o'clock, whatever the first Sunday of the regular season is. They will play at Minnesota on Christmas Day. The Giants will come to Detroit the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So that's what's out there so far. And look forward to seeing the rest tonight.
Okay, I have CBS Sports is saying Packers at the Lions on Thanksgiving at 1 o'clock.
CBS Sports. Where's that? Like their Twitter page?
They've got a page that follows the leaks on CBSSports.com. And that is...
Do they say where that leak is coming from by chance?
It actually just says source.
Okay.
It says Fox and then parentheses source.
How you feel about that?
I mean, tried and true.
Yeah.
Right? Seen this before. I love that they play Green Bay at Green Bay to start the season. Yep. Don't have to worry about the frozen tundra. And then, you know, playing on Thanksgiving, it's fine. It feels like it's tradition.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Green Bay or Chicago, it seems like it's always one of those two with every every 5 years, some other team's thrown in the mix.
So the three Thanksgiving games, Packers at Lions. By the way, it says 1 o'clock. We were wondering if it's 12:30 or 1 o'clock because they moved it back to 1 o'clock. Chiefs at Cowboys at 4:30 on CBS, and the night game on NBC, Buccaneers at Rams. That according to John Breach. So Buccaneers at Rams, the night game. There you go. So the in theory, we're going to see those new receivers in Green Bay right out of the gate. They took Matthew Golden and Savion Williams out of TCU in the first three rounds. It seems like the Packers are going about the business of hoarding young receivers. We will see them on Thanksgiving. We will see Jackson Dart come in with the Giants the game before, if he wins a starting job, the game before Thanksgiving. And we will see J.J. McCarthy hosting the Lions on Christmas Day.
Maybe.
Maybe, yep. I mean, it's all maybe, right? I mean, Jackson Dart might not be the starter either, but all possibilities with the Lions schedule.
Will we see Aaron Rodgers? Schedule jump is today, so I don't imagine he's going to make his decision for another week now.
The Lions,
I think it's delayed once a big event comes out for the NFL.
I did look at the schedule. They are not playing the Blue Bombers this year, so I don't think they will see Aaron Rodgers.
First game of the season, I believe, is do they have Pittsburgh and the Jets are playing against each other? So you've got former Steeler quarterback Justin Fields against perhaps it could be Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
So individual tickets go on sale tonight.
Yeah, single game tickets.
Yep. So as the schedule comes out, if you're eyeing an opponent or eyeing a date, if you got a date that you're like, I want to go to a Lions game this weekend or this week or whatever, individual game tickets go on sale tonight at 8 o'clock. Kang?
Yeah, these leaks are crazy. The Pope tweeted out the Bears schedule leak as his first social media. It's crazy. It's nuts. He put hashtag the Bears.
And said go Sox, too.
He's a Sox guy.
And a thumbs down to the Cubs.
Yeah.
My kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. So, individual game tickets, I mean, isn't the bulk of the stadium taken up by season tickets now?
Yes. That's why when you make an offer like
this. These are massively hot commodities. Be ready to pounce.
Mm-hmm.
Put together a strategy, figure out which game you want, which opponent, which date, and be there ready to go at 8 o'clock because it's not going to be probably not going to be on the show. Tickets won't be on the shelves for long.
No, those aren't going to be. In fact, I bet you they're all gone within an hour tonight. We'll see how long it does take. But it feels like it's easier than ever now to get tickets, but it's harder now than ever before to afford tickets. Like your access to them, you got access to them, but you're going to have to pay.
You're talking about secondary market?
Yeah. Yeah. You can get your tickets, but it's going to cost you a ton.
Mm-hmm.
It's what happens when you've got a good football team, right?
All right, on record, real quick before it comes out, predict the bye week.
Well,
week 7.
All right, calling your shot. I like it.
I'm going to say week 5, which I think is the earliest possible because
that's what they do.
That's what they do to the Lions.
That's why I went with an earlier week, like 7. But
yeah, I went even earlier.
You did
week 5.
Yeah,
Kang.
Week 13. I think they do us a solid. Finally, they saw what happened last year. Not fair.
Well, and with you got the Thanksgiving Day game and Christmas Day games.
That's right.
Maybe there's week 13 happens to be Thanksgiving week, so it's not going to be that one.
All right, then I take it back. 14.
So once the schedule comes out, are we opening the show with the mandatory win-win loss win loss win win win?
I've already done it. What was that? Did I do too early? I've done it already.
All right, how does it go?
You can do it again.
Well, they end up 13-4. All
right. Yada yada yada. They go 13-4.
Mm-hmm. No, that's I think it's part of the job requirement that every sports talk show in America, when the NFL schedule is released, take the local team. Win win loss win win win. All right, Tiger baseball tonight. Chance to sweep the Red Sox. Of course, you'll hear it here on 97.1 The Ticket. Scooba on the Hill. It would be a very nice bounce back. Remember my chump of the weekend? Panicked fans after the back-to-back losses to Texas?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember some of the texts we got on Monday? My favorite of which was, I hope you enjoyed,
the start of the season. Yeah.
Boys, this has been a reassuring pair of games against the Red Sox.
It sure has.
One big and one in the clutch.
Yeah, was it 24 runs in the two games?
Yep.
It's not bad. Not a bad start. And then they got a Scooble start tonight. So
feeling good.
Feel confident.
Here is Rico Beard. He's made his way in studio.
Rico does not lack confidence.
No. He's a confident individual. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. You know, the usual. Lots to talk about and exciting game last night. I guess that wasn't usual.
No. It was funny. I thought I was really the only one that had noticed it. And then when they replayed the catcher's reaction.
Oh, so great.
I mean, he literally, I told you not that effing pitch.
Not there.
Right. I mean, that was the.
He's like, of all things.
Right. That was just the, you know what? I told you not that pitch.
That's like a big wall hanging picture of Javi with his hands in the air and the catcher's absolute disgust.
Oh, so just wait till we get in the club.
Just throw a sweeper.
Right. We had the lead.
Down and away. Okay. Down and away.
Right. Throw it towards the dugout.
He may swing. He's gotten way better.
I mean, that was a roller coaster ride. Like, they took the 2-run lead, and then I'm like, he won't hit a 3-run homer again. And he did.
Yeah, and he did.
I'm surprised they took out Chapman.
So
I'm happy they took out Chapman because they weren't catching up to that guy. Can still throw 102 miles an hour.
I mean, seriously,
he's unhittable.
And I'm thinking, all right, first look at him in a while here. He's probably lost.
Yeah,
he's lost nothing.
He threw like 12 pitches and gets out of the inning. I'm like, he's coming back the next inning, and they didn't bring him back. Okay, thank you.
All right, Rico, what do you guys have planned?
That's one of the things is, you know, have you bought into this? Javier Baez, Javi Baez, or are you still waiting for the other shoe to drop? Because some people are still, yeah, but just wait.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to probably cool off here.
Okay, cool. I mean, people are expecting him to fall off a cliff.
It's just like, oh, there's a difference.
It's okay to get on board with the Tigers and enjoy the ride, too.
And that's just it. Like, you know, can you just say, hey, let's set aside the past years. I mean, it took a while, but I think we put SOL behind us, right?
Mm-hmm. Feels like it.
Can we do that for half?
Do you did you see the Jim Bowden top 10 surprises?
No.
Well, the Tigers are the number one surprise in baseball, but he wrote, without a doubt, the Tigers are for real. And I think if you're saying that, you're kind of by extension saying Mize, Torque, and Baez are for real.
Yeah. And then also, Lions fans, you got your wish. How do you feel about it? You have a game on Christmas Day. Thanksgiving is normal, but you got Christmas Day now. You always wanted to be one of the big boys.
Yep.
Now you're a rock star. Now you got to sign autographs. Now people recognize you in public. How do you feel about that?
All right, man. Have a great show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1 The Ticket.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.